That's Soulja. They won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album, and one of the people in that band is actually Steve Bertrand's cousin, and he's on the phone. Eric Swanson, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
Doing great. Congratulations on the Emmy. It must have been a big night last night. Grammy.
Yeah, it was. I just want to make a correction. I wrote several songs on the record and perform with the band all the time, but I'm not technically in the band Soulja. But the way the structure works, it sure does feel like it a lot of the time.
Hey, Eric, it's Steve. Congratulations.
Cousin Steve.
I don't think, when's the last time we saw each other? Maybe I was 10 years old?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
well, it's been a long time. We talk about your family all the time, though. We talk about trying to get together.
Yeah.
We'll have to make another call about that.
We'll do that. I guess my text line is lighting up with family members. They're all very proud of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a big achievement. You know, songwriting is really special to me. And this band, I started off as their tour manager. So we'd go on the road, and we became fast friends. And then over the years of knowing each other, you know, I'd write songs, and the lead singer, Jacob Hemphill, really believed in my music. And one day I'm walking backstage through a House of Blues or something, I don't know what city, and he was playing one of my songs on an acoustic guitar. And I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I like this song." Fast forward a couple years later, now it's got a Grammy, so...
That's cool. What is the wildest thing that you witnessed last night at the Grammys?
The wildest. I'm speechless when it comes to that. My wife and I have been traveling, looking at each other, going, "We're not these people. How did we make it here?" So a lot of love to Soulja for having me out and letting me be a part of the record. And I think, you know, standing in the hallway next to Mike Tyson and, you know, we were on the red carpet, and Nate Bargatze, a comedian we love, was standing there. A lot of really great legends in music. Chris Stapleton walking by. I mean, the red carpet's clearly where it's at, and it was really special.
We're talking to Eric Swanson. He is with Soulja. They won the Grammy for Best Reggae Album, and he is Steve Bertrand's cousin. Now, I'm looking at a picture from the red carpet. And do you have a hat on? Is that you in the hat?
No, I don't know what picture you're looking at. There's so many of them, but I don't know which picture you have, but I'm sure they're all strapping gentlemen, and those guys worked really hard to get that Grammy.
I love this picture because it's the whole band, but everybody has their own phone, and they're all doing a selfie at the same time. But they're all together on the red carpet. It shows their sense of humor. So I would imagine you probably saw you taking a bit of hit on Twitter because people are like, "Wait a second, they're mostly white."
Yeah, so that's a really great point, and I'm kind of glad you brought it up. American reggae, in the history of the reggae genre, there's only one award, and it's Best Reggae Album. Other genres have different types of country and best song and this and that, but this genre is really pigeonholed into one award, and an American reggae band of this sort from Virginia has never won anything, and it's really important to give respect to the people that inspired us. You know, that first Jimmy Cliff record that I got that made me fall in love with reggae, our good friends in Inner Circle, Gramps Morgan, a very great friend of ours, also a nominee, big up to him. It hopefully will inspire the Grammy to spread out the category a little bit. And I think anyone who's upset about it doesn't understand music.
Well, you know, people on Twitter, it's not their musical pedigree that lets them spout off. It's just, you know, whatever they feel that they want to, you know, troll you about, and that's what's happening.
So what was it like?
That's like saying that someone who plays country has to physically live in the country. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
what was it like when you heard the announcement that you'd won?
You know, the only way I can describe it is that we were all sitting there, you know, clearly very nervous, no one talking, and it's like the air got sucked out of the room is the best way I can describe it. And then there's that quick second, and then just the burst of jumping up in the middle of the ceremony and being like, holy Glad I didn't say that. Sorry about that. But it was absolutely amazing, and that second will live in my head forever, and I'm sure the guys too. I think everybody's decompressing today and trying to still take it all in.
And we got to know your greatest memories or a memory of Steve Bertrand as a 10-year-old.
You know, they used to have an epic, I don't remember whose house it was exactly, Steve, but you guys used to have an epic pool with the diving board.
Yeah, that was
us. That some of my best memories. And also was the first time I think I read the sign, be a sweetie and wipe the seat. I think that was in the bathroom near the pool.
clearly, we're out of time, Eric. Listen, tell your dad I said hello, will you?
I sure will. I hope he's listening. And big thanks to having us on and talk about this. And thanks for bringing up the Twitter thing. And big congratulations to Soja. 25 years they've been working on it, 3 nominations, and now they get to take home the hardware.
That's awesome. Congratulations to you too, Eric. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Absolutely. Have a great day.